from Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles director Joel Gilbert and his documentary, Paul McCartney is Really Dead, The Last Testament of George Harrison. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. I've got an interesting show for you today. Rarely does Rockwired ever delve into the macabre of the music industry, but this is one subject that has been an urban legend for well over 40 years. Paul McCartney is dead. I grew up in a household filled with Beatles music and was made aware of the urban legend through aunts and uncles, with my mom denying the validity of it all. But now, director Joel Gilbert has come across tapes made by the late George Harrison months before his death, speaking candidly about the accident in 1966 that killed McCartney and the cover-up that ensued. These tapes, along with never-before-seen photos and footage, have been compiled in the documentary film Paul McCartney Really Is Dead, The Last Testament of George Harrison. I had a chance to speak with director Joel Gilbert about the evolution of this strange project, and you'll get to hear it in just a few minutes. Normally, I would play some Beatles music, but because of licensing issues, that's not happening. On that note, here is singer-songwriter Beth Thornley with the title track of her latest CD, Wash You Clean.
Tip crack.
Today, Rockwired Radio Profiles is speaking with Joel Gilbert, the director of the documentary film Paul McCartney Really Is Dead, The Last Testament of George Harrison. Visit the official website for the film at www.paulreallyisdead.com and check out the trailer right here at rockwired.com. I had a chance to speak with director Joel Gilbert over the phone. Here's how it went.
Talk about what inspired this project.
We received tapes in the mail from England, which we have the envelope up on the website, paulreallyisdead.com. You can also see the trailer. Received an anonymous envelope with two mini cassette tapes. This was back in 2005, and it was seemed to us like the voice of George Harrison. The tapes were labeled The Last Testament of George Harrison, telling the entire story of the Paul McCartney is dead from the first-person point of view, that Paul McCartney really did die and why they covered it up and how it happened and the whole history of the Beatles. And it took us some time to try to corroborate all of the new clues and try to see if the voice was could be George Harrison, and we concluded that it very likely was. So that's what really inspired this to come together over a long time.
And what exactly was George Harrison's motivation, do you think, was for making the recording?
Well, the recordings were purportedly made right the night after he was attacked in his home back in 1999. And he was in the hospital, according to these tapes, and apparently wanted to get the entire story down. And he said, as a way to protect him, he thought that his knowledge of the Paul McCartney is dead secret was one reason he might have been attacked. And that's why he also thought that John Lennon was assassinated. So in the tapes, he purports that this is a means of protection to have this on tape. And obviously, he died a year later, but 5 years after that, somebody sent us these tapes out of Britain and all the way to Los Angeles. So it was our obligation or privilege to try to go ahead and put all the clues and visuals and music and video together to illustrate this narration. So the entire narration of the tapes that we received, which is narrated by George Harrison, is the entire 90-minute film. So anybody should try to check it out. It's coming out on DVD on September 1st. It'll also be on most pay-per-view and video-on-demand cable systems all over the country on September 1st, and I hope everybody will check it out and see what they think. It's pretty scary.
I mean, I'd always heard, you know, rumors about, you know, Paul being dead, you know. I mean, Beatles music played all the time in the house when I was growing up. I mean, before receiving these tapes, what did you think about the story, if at all?
I'd heard about it and thought that some of the clues were somewhat interesting, and I think I even heard a few of the backwards masked audio where you could hear John Lennon and say pretty clearly, "I buried Paul," or "Turn me on, dead man. Paul is dead, miss him, miss him." So I didn't think too much of it, but I thought it was just somewhat humorous. But in this, on these tapes that we received, the George Harrison puts the entire story together in a chronology such that each clue makes sense and we understand it in the context of all the previous clues in such a way that instead of just thinking, oh, that's a bunch of clues and that's interesting, you actually get a story that goes from beginning to end where all the clues make a whole lot more sense. And you come away with the conclusion that it's impossible that the Beatles were just, this was all coincidental, as the Beatles have denied that McCartney is dead, that these clues are somewhat coincidental. That denial is simply not credible, because there's hundreds of clues that all make a lot of sense in this context. So either the Beatles were all in on a massive inside joke that McCartney had died over 5 years, or Paul McCartney really is dead.
So, if Paul McCartney died in 1966, and I have not seen the film, but who is this knighted fellow that's, you know, recently gone through a nasty divorce? Who is he?
Well, according to the tapes, the Harrison tapes, a lot of people familiar with some of this is that McCartney died in a car accident in 1966. According to the tapes, Her Majesty's government ordered British intelligence to force the Beatles to cover it up because they were afraid that because of the Beatlemania and all the hysteria and all the girls in love with Paul McCartney, that hundreds, if not thousands, of his fans may commit suicide worldwide and making it a much bigger tragedy. It is known that they did hold a Paul McCartney look-alike contest under the auspices of Dick Clark's American Bandstand. That is a fact. But there was no winner ever announced. That is also a fact. Harrison claimed that there was a winner. His name was William Campbell, a Canadian. And they immediately announced they were no longer touring, but only record in the studio. So that's a way they helped to cover it up and integrate the new Paul McCartney into the band. And then when it went public in 1969, the Paul is Dead mystery, or it went public all over the world, and the Beatles came out and tried to deny it. And sure enough, a few months later, they made one more album, Let It Be, as in Let It Be the End, and the Beatles broke up. So according to Harrison, the current Paul McCartney is an imposter, and McCartney, the Paul McCartney himself, told David Letterman that not too long ago on David Letterman's show, and people point to the fact that McCartney's production of music, his talent, his voice changed so dramatically after the Beatles that he is a very different person.
I see, this is a lot to take in.
Well, when you see the film, you got to see the film. I've had a few people see it. They write me things like, Beatles songs will never be the same again. Another guy wrote, do not watch this chilling and disturbing documentary late at night, or you will find yourself screaming through the house in a state of panic. It is that scary. So it is a whole set of new clues and story that no one has even heard of, and the way it's all tied together makes you really believe that this is George Harrison giving a confessional that Paul McCartney really is dead. And I hope everyone will check it out and decide for themselves. Again, it's at paulreallyisdead.com. You can see the trailer, a bunch of reviews, and purchase the DVD, and it'll be out on September 1st.
So we have this imposter, Paul McCartney, to blame for Wings, right?
According to this, you do. And his his lovely bride, Linda Eastman. There's an interesting story that Harrison tells that we include in the film. I'll give you this one story.
Sure.
He claims that the Beatles were terrified of Linda Eastman after McCartney died because she was a photographer who had photographed the Beatles extensively in the early 60s and was known to have a crush on Paul McCartney. So they tried to avoid her as much as possible, thinking that if anybody would figure it out, it would be her because she had so many photos of the Beatles and was in love with McCartney. So Harrison claims that in 1969, after the Paul is Dead mystery went public, she confronted McCartney, the William Campbell McCartney, and said that she knew he was an imposter and had the photographic evidence to prove it, and that he has a choice to either marry her and make sure he puts her in his new band, or she'll go public with it. So that's the explanation of why McCartney married her on 1 week's notice right after the Paul is Dead information went public. So there's many interesting insider stories like this that really start to make sense, and it is quite scary when you put it all together.
Visit the official website for the film at www.paulreallyisdead.com and check out the trailer right here at rockwired.com. From their latest CD, Fight the Frequency, here is American Hi-Fi with Lost.
Here I stand, with lines drawn in the sand. On each side there's an ocean, staring out to see the lights as they pull me in. It brings me close to home. I start to swim alone. The stillness of the sea comes crashing at my feet. I try to watch the sky.
The past is over. together now.
All 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 together now.
Black, white, out.
I mean, imposter or not, you know, this Paul, and I'm saying this in quotes, has an estate. Has his estate reacted to this documentary at all?
Well, Harrison refers to Paul McCartney in this throughout this documentary as Fall. That was the name that they made up for him, as in False Paul, so they called him Fall. So your question is, has Fall's estate contacted us yet? We've not heard from Fall or Fall's estate. Of course, the film hasn't come out yet. It's only going to be released throughout the United States and Canada September 1st. UK release in all of Europe is October 4th. So as it gets out there, I don't know if they'll contact us. We'll see what they have to say. Hopefully they'll want to buy a copy. And we'll see if, you know, contacting us or making anything of it obviously would only add to the publicity. So who knows if they'll think they can just ignore it and wish it away, or if they might want to take issue with it. I just don't know what's going to happen.
1966 to 1970 is a good lick of time, and the Beatles released, you know, some, you know, pretty memorable, I mean, putting it mildly, they released some classic stuff in that time period up until their breakup. Why not come out with it at the breakup?
Well, this has gone into quite in depth by Harrison in the tapes in this film, is that British intelligence, MI5, was the one that was ordered by Her Majesty's government to facilitate the cover-up, plastic surgery for the Paul McCartney look-alike winner who still needed some work over time, and that it was felt that if it became public that the British intelligence service, MI5, had been involved in this cover-up, then support for the intelligence service may be eroded. They might withdraw the funding, the public might be so outraged. And at the time, they were fighting the KGB all across Europe and all over the world. So the idea of revealing that an intelligence service helped to cover up the death of a pop musician as popular as Paul McCartney was deemed too risky based on the world events that were happening at the time. And that's why, according to Harrison, that the Beatles were actually threatened by MI5 many times, because they kept putting out these clues in album covers and in lyrics. The Beatles were not very comfortable with the cover-up and felt that at least if they put some clues in the album covers and the lyrics and the songs played backwards, that if it was found out, they could at least say they tried to signal their fans so they wouldn't be hated by everybody for tricking them.
Wow. What do you have to say to the Beatles fan that's just... That just may have possibly had their world turned upside down?
Well, the Paul is Dead mystery has been well known since the late 60s. It's been out there, and a lot of people have taken it as something fun or something fascinating or something to do when there's no new Beatles songs to listen to. And I tell them that you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to really enjoy the film. It gives a lot of clues they've never heard of. It's an alternate history of the Beatles. And as I said before, is just as credible, or if not more credible, than the Beatles denying that hundreds of clues are just all coincidence. So anything that's new or has to do with the Beatles, I think, is fascinating, and I think all Beatles fans will find this fascinating, whether whether they want to or not. But they will never hear or listen to Beatles songs the same, because all those references to, you know, he died in a car crash, a pool of tears, we long for you, we miss you, all those things will take on a new meaning.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Keep it and keep it, keep it, keep it.
Visit the official website for the film at www.paulreallyisdead.com and check out the trailer right here at rockwired.com. From their CD All Elephants, here is Mad Planet with Love Addicts. That's going to do it for today's edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Joel Gilbert, Highway 61 Entertainment, and to Howie Simon of Legacy Media Relations. Visit the official website for the film at www.paulreallyisdead.com and check out the trailer right here at rockwired.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.